Today, if you didn't know, is World Password Day. It's a real thing. So let's be honest about it. You've got passwords for something, right? Whether it be email, streaming, online shopping that you swore you'd stop using. So I want to ask you this. What's your password style? Have you got the same one, the same password for absolutely everything? Or have you got 74 different versions? I wish I had the same password for everything because I just can't remember all the passwords I've created for all the different platforms. Basically, what I'm saying is I'm a real chop. Well, I think so anyway. I just think it would be easier. Although, my fear is if someone cracks my password, then they can get into everything from my banking to my Netflix to my email. I don't know. So I want to know from you. Have you got one password for absolutely everything? And how is it on that side of the world? Or are you like me and you have like 103 different versions of the same password for different platforms? I remember back in the day, I used to be like 1234 and that was my password. And then they started getting all fancy and said, well, now you've got to add a character. So then everyone went to their go-to character, which was the outstanding exclamation mark. Anyway, times have evolved and I'm sure when you get to work, there's multiple passwords, right? Whether it's on your laptop or your email. So my question today is, do you have one solid password for absolutely everything? Or do you have 100 variations like I do? And then I can never remember my password. I'm like, okay, well, Netflix has this. Outlook has that. F&B has this. I wish I had one. But my fear, of course, is that if I do have one password for everything, then if I get caught out and someone figures it out, then they've got the password for everything. Anyway, let's hear what you have to say.
Hi, Danny. My name's Pratika. Last week, during the course of the week, I actually dropped my phones. And yesterday, I sat with the new phone and I was trying to, well, sort everything out. And I realized that with my banking app, email, I think even my Netflix password, everything is different. And I literally sat like the entire night trying to figure out how am I going to get into my banking app. And my husband actually told me, he says, you know what? I think we need to go and reset everything at the bank. And then you need to sit and make all the passwords the same because we can't keep doing this. And you know what? I always tell myself I'm going to do that, but it never ever happens.
This is Sanel Ndewela all the way from Tualume. You guys, I think I'm in danger because I'm using the same password in everything, in my banking accounts, my email, in everything. So I think I'm in danger.
Hi, Danny. It's Liddell. I have the same password for absolutely everything. It prevents me from not having to forget it. And also, it seems to be going good, hey?
Yeah, well played. I wish I was more like you. So I dived into the deep, dark web. Onto Google, to be specific. And I've got some stats for you. 78% of people admit to reusing passwords. 52% of people worldwide use the same one at least on three accounts. 59% of adults use personal names or birthdays in their password, making them exceptionally easy to guess. And then 44% of internet users rarely or never change their passwords. So here's my question to you. Are you the type of person that uses one password for absolutely everything? Or do you have different passwords for every single different account that you use?
Hey, Danny. Good afternoon. It's Mo here. I have one solid password, very intricate with special characters for everything. So it is very, very hard to figure that one out. So, yeah, one password for everything for me.
East Coast Radio, it's Shona. I'm from Westville. Danny, hearing this actually laugh, my stomach is so sore because I used to have the same code for everything and then somehow it was the wrong code, the wrong password. Yeah, I've changed every password you can imagine off of Netflix, my email, my iTunes, my iCloud. Oh my gosh, it's a never-ending saga. So no, I do not have the same passcode for everything.
How's it, guys? Yes, I think the older generation would remember CD keys that we used to use for games on our PCs. I had one specific game that I had to reinstall and install quite a couple of times. 16-digit code, which I have not forgotten 40 years later, 30 years later. So yeah, that is my password for everything. Just a bunch of random letters and would be very difficult to figure out.
I miss the days of 1234 hash and then it says your password is weak. How dare you? How dare you? It's strong to me, okay? If you are in the IT field, I'd love you to chime in here. What's the best way around this?
Hi, my name is Juan Kumalo. I work for NetSurit. I'm just here to just give you guys a bit of pointers with regards to passwords and using your passwords across different accounts. I do not recommend using the same password for multiple accounts, and you should regularly update your password. First of all, what you need to do is you need to set up a secure password. The password needs to be just a minimum of 12 characters and make sure it has a mixture of characters like uppercase, lowercase, special characters, and numeric. Okay, that helps with hackers not being able to just crack your passwords easily. And just don't use your name or your relative or your surname. Just use random stuff. Also, using password managers, like there's a lot of password managers on the internet that you could just use. This will help with keeping track of all your passwords. Like Google has a password manager, and I would also recommend using two-step verification. This would include you adding your cell phone number as a second step verification. If you're signing into an account, it'll send either an SMS or you can sign up for a Google Authenticator. That'll also just send you a login request whenever you log into your account. Even if your account, your password does get compromised, people won't be able to just log in because they need that second layer of security. It is just important to just remember that and just probably just change your password every 3 to 6 months. Just remember to just keep updating it because you won't have to be remembering your password the whole time if you have a password manager.
That was Vukani and highly informative. Hey, thank you so much for that input. I also had Calvin on the WhatsApp line that says, I only use Will Ferrell expressions as passwords. My last one was glass cage of emotion. Full stop. Last one.
Hello, East Coast Radio and the whole of Durban. I do have different passwords for everything I do. Every password is a different Lady Gaga song that I associate with each thing. So your Twitter, Instagram, all of those different passwords according to each Lady Gaga song.
That was Matthew. And what I'm going to do, Matthew, is I'm going to find your Facebook and I'm going to try and hack in. First one I'm going to try is Rain On Me. And I'll try Born This Way. Lady Gaga passwords for every account. That's really cool. I love the person that said they use Will Ferrell phrases. Milk was a bad choice.
He's quirky, caring, and spends way too much time on his hair.
Nice.
Danny Gaselli, weekdays 12 p.m. Only on KZN's number one hit music station.